Today's daf is daf lamed tes. We got eight lines down. Eight lines down in lamed tes and aleph. Amri charife de pumpadisa. The sharp ones of pumpadisa. Rashi tells us that refers to Aifa and Avimi b'nei Rechava. They were the sharp ones of pumpadisa. They said, ein arla b'chutzlarts. There is no arla in chutzlarts. That's how they paskin. We said before, up until now, we said there is arla in chutzlarts. It is practiced, but they held otherwise. So in light of this, Shalcha Rav Yehuda l'kame de Rav Yochanan. Rav Yehuda sent a message to Rav Yochanan saying, Shalach Lei, you should say to them, Sasam Sveika, close, hide up your suffik, meaning don't advertise this, din. I mean, they assume there's no arla chutzlarts, and therefore certainly suffik would be permitted. He said, don't publicize this. V'avad vada, and lose the vaday one. So Rashi explains here, first narrow line down, Sveika v'avad vada, klomer Sveika muter vaday aser. The heter sveka sitmiu lahoros b'hitznia lo lidrosha b'rabim. Don't advertise this psak. We want to practice arlan chutzlart. That should be the din. And the Gemara says further, vak hichris al perosein, and you should announce on these fruits, shetunan geniza, they require geniza because it's aser. The arlan chutzlart are still aser. B'chala omer ein arlan b'chutzlart lo yehe lo nin v'nechet. And anybody who says further that there is no arlan chutzlart, they should have a curse of not having sons, children, and grandchildren. That was the curse. They took this very seriously that one should practice arlan chutzlarts. So the ones who paskin, how come the charifi to pumpadisa felt that there is no arlan chutzlarts? Where were they coming from? So the Gemara explains ki haytana. They follow like the following brisa. The Tanya, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yosi, Omer, Mishum, Rabbi Yosi ben Durmaska, Shamar, Mishum, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Shamar, Mishum, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Shamar, Mishum, Rabbi Elazar God. A lot of people. Ein arla b'chutzlarts, a very clear statement. He paskined that there is no arla in chutzlarts. V'lo, did Rebbe Elazar HaGadol really say that? V'ha anantanan, our Mishnah from a couple days ago said, Rebbe Eliezer himself, Omer af ha-chadash. So the Tanakhama said that there's klayim in arla in chutzlarts, and he said there's also chadash in chutzlarts. So he was agreeing that there is arla in chutzlarts. How come we have a statement here saying that there is no arla in chutzlarts? So Gemara says, no, the Mishnah should read as Tane chadash. Chadash is noig in chutzlarts, but arla and klayim are not noig in chutzlarts. It's a different girsa of our Mishnah. According to that girsa, Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol is the author of that there is no arla in chutzlarts. Lamaisa, we don't paskin this way. Fine. Amar Rabbi Yassi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, arla b'chutzlarts, halacha l'moshe m'sinai. He paskin that arla is practiced in chutzlarts, and it is halacha l'moshe m'sinai. So Amar Le Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Zeir says to him, Rabbi Yassi, v'hat tanya, doesn't the brisa say, safek arla b'arts, Aser b'suria mutter. If there's a suffix, whether something's arla or not, in Eretz Yisrael, that's aser. But in chutzlarts, in Surya, it's mutter. How could that be true? If you hold above that chala, but that arla chutzlarts is halacha moshe b'sinai, meaning it's an iser deraisa, that means a suffix in chutzlarts should be aser as well. Suffix deraisa l'chumra. How could he's the price to say b'suria to actually mutter? So Gemara says, ishtomim kisha chada, he paused for a moment and started to think and ponder this question. Amalei, he said, Eima kach nemar. The way it should say is as follows. Sveika mutter vada aser. No, what the actual halacha Moshe Sinai is, that halacha tells us, the Kabbalah is that if it's in Eretz Yisrael, a safik in Eretz Yisrael is aser, a safik in chutzlars is actually mutter. That is the halacha Moshe Sinai. That safik is mutter. Meaning, normally speaking, you're right. Any safik isura, safik deraisa is lechumra. But there's a special exception, Safek Arla, even though it's a deraisa, it's lakula in chutzlarts. That is the halacha Moshe b'Sinai, telling us that this is the exception. So Ol Yisham trying to ask a question for the Rambam. We know normally the klal is Safek deraisa l'chumra. That's the klal everybody agrees to. But is the fact that we paskin l'chumra, is that a din deraisa? Or is that a din derabanan? Most Yisham hold is a din deraisa. That whenever there's a Safek on a deraisa, I have to go l'chumra. That l'chumra is a din deraisa. So that's why the halacha has to tell me when it comes to suffik arla, we're lakula. The halacha is just limiting the deraisa of suffik deraisa l'chumra. The Rambam holds the inyan of suffik deraisa l'chumra, the fact that we go l'chumra by suffik deraisa, that concept is only a derbanam. So if it's only a derbanam, but really mid deraisa, I can be makil by suffik deraisas. So why then do you need a halacha l'moshe b'sinai tell me that a suffik arla is also makil on a derbanam level? That's the question the Ran and others ask in the Rambam. It's a big discussion. The Brisker Rav talks about Suffolk, Arla L'chutzlarts. Either way, that's the klal. Again, the klal is that the halacha Moshe Mashiach is telling us that when there's a suffix in Arla, the halacha tells us that you could be lekula by the case of Arla, chutz la'aretz. Correct. If you know for sure it's Arla, then you can't use it. You can't eat it.
Arla from that trees from here.
Yeah, from here, exactly from here.
I mean, because now we don't know. No one knows.
Right. So Amar Rebbe, Gemara says, Amar Rebbe Yasi, Amar Rebbe Yochanan, Lokin ala Kalayim, Davar Torah. A person who is eating Kalayim or planting Kalayim. Let's see.
So if you have a tree in your yard,
mm-hmm.
and you plant it,
mm-hmm.
so technically a person is supposed to be Noeg Dinim of Arla?
100%, yeah. Person of...
I in the shul planted a fig tree.
First 3 years, didn't do anything.
Well, it takes a while for a fig tree to grow, but right. Finally it did, and then he was very proud of this. You show you the tree, and this is year one, year two. I don't remember if he ever. I don't remember what happened there in year five.
Interesting.
Oh, and even right, even year four, you can't eat it there because.
So I don't know what happened.
Why
Netzervai? Yeah, Netzervai. You have to. Actually, no. I'm not sure Netzervai is knowing in Chutzlart. Actually, not.
Say that. Yeah.
I know someone who tried growing an esrog. An esrog tree in Chutz La'aretz, which is very, very hard in the weather here. So he had planted it in a little greenhouse or something outside, then he had picked up and moved it inside the house. Problem is, once you uproot the plant and replant it elsewhere, the count might start all over again. So it doesn't really help you much. Okay.
You never can use it, just keeps it
right. Because you can't use Arla for an esrog. It has to be, because esrog has to be Roy La'achila. You can't eat Arla, so. Okay. And the Gemara says now, so again, Amar Rabbi Yasi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lokin al HaKlaim, Davar Torah. So a person gets Malchus for eating, I'm not sure, eating or planting a Klaim. So it's referring to, I think, Klaim B'chutz La'aretz, Rashi says, right, B'chutz La'aretz. Amar Le Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, V'hanan Tanan HaKlaim, Midivrei Sofrim. Our Mishnah says that Klaim is only practiced in Chutz La'aretz, Midivrei Sofrim. But this statement says it's Midivrei Torah. Which one is it? Is it Divrei Torah or is it Divrei Sofrim? Lokasha. Kan bekilei akerem, kan bechavas ha'ilan. One's talking about crossbreeding grapes with grains, and one's talking about crossbreeding just different types of fruits. Shmuel says, Eschu kosai tishmaru, my chukim that you keep, or kept, chukim shechakakti lecha kvar, that you already have been keeping. Rashi says, what's the, is Rashi chukai tishmaru? Midloksev ushmartim es chukos. I don't say you should keep my chukos. It rather says chukos that are kept. Mashma es chukosai asher me olon tishmu, that you have always been keeping this chukim. Says Rashi further. Milamet shehizir es Noach uban of aleim, that Noach and his children had been keeping this chukim from the moment they were on this earth. Veilu hina chukim. What's a chukim? So the back of the Gemara, the pesukim say behem techal lo sarvia kalaim satchal lo sizra. You cannot have a crossbreeding of animals, and you can't have crossbreeding of satcha lo sizra, of seeds. That's referring to, so it says Rashi, or rather the Gemara, ma behem techa bharva, af satcha bharkava. Just like behem techa is referring to crossbreeding with the animals, so too satcha is referring to crossbreeding of the trees. Uma behem techa nohaik bein ba'art bein b'chutzart, the itzer of crossbreeding animals applies in Eretz Yisrael and chutzart, af satcha nohaik bein ba'art bein b'chutzart. So this idea of Shmuel, he's referring to which type of climb? He's referring to climb of the trees, I think. Hakava Sa'ilan. So I think that's the din of Deraisa. As opposed to Kilei Akerem is only Divrei Sofrim. Let's just get this clear for a second. Exactly right. When it comes to Hakava Sa'ilan, which is combining any two types of trees together, that's similar to a Behema. Just like Behema apply in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, so to our Chavas Ilan applies in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. That's where it's a Davar Torah, and one gets Malchus. When it comes to Kilei Akerem, there's no connection of Kilei Akerem to Behema. Kilei Akerem would only, it's a Chovas HaKarka, and would seemingly only apply in Eretz Yisrael. The fact that we apply it in Chutz La'aretz is only Midivrei Sofrim when it comes to Kilei Akerem, again, mixing together a grape and a grain. So the Gemara asks, if that's the case, Vela HaKsiva Sadcha, doesn't say sadcha. Look at Rashi. Rashi says v'haksev sadcha ham yucha l'cha. Your sada v'chutz la'aretz lo hiknu l'cha min shemayim. The fields in Eretz in Chutz La'aretz are not ours. That's not called sadcha. It's not called yours. So even though the pasuk connects harchavas ilan to behema, and one would think it applies across the board anywhere, but sadcha seems to limit it only to Eretz Yisrael. So Gemara says, no, sadcha is not limiting it to Eretz Yisrael. It applies across the board, harchavas ilan. You can't crossbreed fruits anywhere. What's it coming to exclude? Hahu lemutei zra'im shebechutzlart. It's telling me that the iser of harchavas ilan, trees and fruits, applies in chutzlarts, but sadcha not. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Hahu lemutei zra'im dekilei akerim bechutzlarts." By mixing grains and grapes on the floor, on the ground, the zra'im seeds, the mishum dafki b'lashon zria kasav sadcha. When it comes to sadcha, your field and your zra'im, that only applies to sadcha, your field in Eretz Yisrael. When it comes to trees, harchavas ilan, that applies even in the chutzlarts midiraisa. And just to be clear, the iser of klaim is only the iser of planting. There's no iser of eating klaim. There are many fruits that you eat, you probably don't even realize that are actually crossbreeds. I probably mentioned this in the past, that grapefruits, for example, is a crossbreed between a pomelo and an orange. So it's also for one to mix them together, but one to someone to eat them is certainly permitted. Okay. Gemara says, what? No. Which part of that you could eat? Crossbreed or
that it was,
grapefruit is a...
Yeah. I thought it was just like an orange. Right. It was just grapefruit. Okay.
Yeah. Probably never heard of pomelo either.
Pomelo, yeah, I did. It's okay. Those big giant pomelos.
Okay. Rav Chanan and Rav Anan have a shakli v'azli b'orcha. Rav Chanan and Rav Anan were once walking along the path. Chazu Allahu gavra de kazara azarim b'hadade hadade. He was mixing two different seeds together. Pomelos and, I don't know, grains and whatnot. So when they said to him, Amrlei, Rashi just says it's hahu lemute, there's no Rashi, I'm sorry. Amrlei nisi mar nishmasa, this person should be placed in excommunication for mixing together these different seeds. So Amrlei, the response is, lo chavrisu, Rashi says, lo chavrisu, ein halachas klaim mechuvam lochem, you guys are not so clear, you're not so learned. Because apparently this was in chutz laretz, I guess, and they didn't know the halacha. He was completely permitted to do this, of mixing zeraim together. Vesu chazu lahu gavra de kazari chita vesari begufna. They were planting wheats and barley seeds among the rows of grapes. Amrlei nisi mar nishmasi. This person should also be placed in chayrim. Amrlei lo tsariso. It's not so clear to you. You don't know the halacha. Lo kaim lan krab yoshi. Don't we pass on the krab yoshi? The Gemara in Brachos as well. Damar ad she yizra chita vesor vichartan b'mepolos yad. The only iss of klaim is when you take a seed, a kernel of a chita, a kernel of a barley, and a grape seed, and put them together in one hand, in one little ditch. In this case, they're already rows of vines, of grapes. They're just placing wheat and barley between the rows, but they weren't mixing it together in the same pocket of the hole there. And therefore, there was no isser. Rav Yosef Ma'ariv Bizrani Vizera. He would mix together, what's Bizrani? Does it say? Some type of seed?
Seeds.
He would just mix seeds together. Okay. Amalei Abai says, "V'hatanan haklaim medivrei sofrim." Granted, we're in chutzlarts, but still in iser medivrei sofrim to mix together different seeds. Amalei Lokasha, that's not a problem. Kan mekilei akerim, kan mekilei azroim. So it comes to kilei akerim, that's where there was an iser, but kilei azroim, mixing seeds together and beans and whatnot, that's permitted. Kilei akerim dibaaretz asurim bana, mixing together grapes and other grains together in Eretz Yisrael, there's an Isser Hana, as the pasuk says, Rashi says, Pentikdash. You can't get Hana, you have to burn it. So therefore, since it was more severe in Eretz Yisrael, by Kilei HaKerem, then they said, B'chutzlart, Nami, Gazu Beherabon. The Rabban said, it's also to do Kilei HaKerem, Midivrei Sofrim, in Chutzlart. That's our Mishnah. But Kilei Zra'im, mixing together different seeds, Dibaretz Lo Asir Bana, if they're mixed, there is no Isser Hana by them, because it doesn't say Pentikdash. Then B'chutzlart, Nami, Lo Gazu Beherabon. The Rabban were not goes in chutzlarts, and it was therefore permitted in chutzlarts, so that's why he did this. But Hadar Amar of Yosef, and Rav Yosef retracted, and says, Lav Milsahi, this cannot be true. Damri Derav Zira Ginasa, the Beirav Mishari Mishari. What Rav was doing is, it can't be true, because really they were goes there in Kilei Zeram chutzlarts. What was going on here was not that he was planting. He wasn't crossbreeding them at all. He wasn't mixing them together. He was making different patches. Arugos Aruga, says Rashi. My taima, la mishum is eruve klaim. He was doing different patches in order to separate so that there shouldn't be klaim. That's why there were different patches of different types of vegetables. So Gemara says, no, amar le'abai bishlama, This would have made sense that he was doing this in order to avoid klaim yashmin, and if we had taught, he taught that he was planting arba ruchos haruga v'achas bem sashapir. The Gemara in Shabbos tells us that in order to also have mission and klaim, that if a person wants to avoid klaim and have his field the different types of vegetables and fruits, you should one patch here at four different corners, and then one patch in the center with a certain amount of separation in between. If it taught that's what he did, that would be in order to avoid klaim, but that's not what it taught. It just taught he was teaching rows and rows. So, the only reason why I did nice patches, not because of klaim. Klaim are actually permitted. He just did nice patches because it looks nicer. Instead of mixing together berries and grains and wheat and flowers, it doesn't look nice. If you have a nice row of carrots, then a nice row of parsley, a nice row of cabbage, that looks very nice. He was simply doing this mishumnoi, and not because of any concerns of klaim. Inami, alternatively, the Gemara suggests, maybe he did this nicely in patches, not because of klaim, but maybe because mishum tircha deshamahi, because of the tircha that his servants would have to do. If you were having together potatoes mixed with cabbages and carrots all together, it's hard to tend to all of them. They all have different needs. You have different patches of carrots, and they have different seasons, so then you could address each patch whenever it's needed and how it's needed. And that's the reason why I did this, but nothing to do with klaim at all. Kilei zroim are permitted in Chutz La'aretz. Okay.
There's no iser megabe any klaim megabe achila. In other words,
other than that, no. There's no iser na by the others. And in terms of lemaisa, we say in Chutz La'aretz, we say that hachavas ilan mixing fruit trees would be an iser deraisa.
In Chutz
La'aretz, kilei akerim would be an iser midirabanim midirei so from Chutz La'aretz. And kilei zroim would be completely permitted, it seems, in Chutz La'aretz.
And all those that are sour, though, except for kilei akerim would be mutter.
Exactly, right.
The person would be overlapped, but an iser, but anybody.
Exactly. Okay, that's the end of all our discussions on zroim. Now we can move to other stuff now. Gemara says, top of Lama Tesma Beis. Kola osa mitzvah achas mativen lo umarichen lo yamov. Anybody who does just one mitzvah, so mativen lo, we do good things for him. Rashi says mativen lo means b'hai alma, you give him good in this world, he gets olam hazeh. Umarichen lo, and he has long life. V'nochas aretz, he's going to be nochas aretz, doesn't mean eretz yisrael. What it means, says Rashi, is chai ha'olam haba. He's ochat olam hazeh, olam haba, for doing just one mitzvah. V'chol she'eino osa mitzvah achas, a person who does not do one mitzvah, in mativen lo, he doesn't get good. In marichen lo yamav, he doesn't get long life. Ve'ein nochel es arti, he doesn't get chai hol. So that's the mission. Do mitzvahs, you get a lot of good things. So the Gemara asks the question we say every morning, Rumin, he elu dvarim shaltam ochel perasim, ba'ulam hazeh, va'karen kayamas lo lama bob. There's certain mitzvahs, only certain, that person does, and he gets reward in this world, and he gets reward in the world to come. What are they? Elu hein, kibra ve'eim, gimus chasadim, v'achnas orchem, v'avas shalom bein adam lechaveir, v'tam torah. Connecticut Kulam. So we see only these have such an ability to give Mativen Lo Bolm Hazer, Venochas Aretz Bolm Haba. Only these few, as our post to our mission, which seems to say any mitzvah, any of the 613. So Amar of Yehuda Hachi Kamar. Kol Ha'ose Mitzvah Achas Yisera Al Zichu Yosov Mativen Lo Vedoma Kimish Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula. Anybody who does one mitzvah above the other Averus, he has more mitzvahs than Averus, in other words, he's going to be viewed as being Mekayim the entire Torah, and he'll get good things. The Hanach, as opposed to the other ones, Afilu B'chadonami. Does that mean to say, so what's the mission in Peah telling us? That Elu Advarim Shadam Ochel Perasim? That means to say, then, if I have more Averus than mitzvahs, but one of my few mitzvahs is Kibra Ve'im, that means I'm going to get all good also? But how can that be true? I have Rov Avonos. Right now, what we're saying our Mishnah means, when it says Ha'osa Mitzvah Achas, means when there's more mitzvahs than Averus. That's when you get Schar. So then the Mishnah, which lists the specific ones of Kibra Ve'im, Gimus Chasadim V'chule, that can't be talking about a case where there's more mitzvahs, because that's the Mishnah. It must be where there are more Averos, but even though there are more Averos, since I have one of these powerful mitzvahs on the mitzvah side, that's going to give me great Schar, both in Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. It doesn't make any sense. How could it be true? If I have more Averos, I shouldn't be getting any reward. So Gemara says no. Amar of Shemaya Lomar, the Mishnah Peah tells us about Elu Advarim, tells me, Sheim Hayisah Shekula, if they're equal, if I have 50-50 mamish mitzvos teveros, machras, then one of those mitzvos of Kibra Ve'em, Gemilus Chasadim, Hachnas Orchim, and so on, if one of those are of my mitzvos that are equal to the Averos, that will tip the scale in favor of my mitzvos. But our Mishnah says, but if I have one more mitzvah in quantity of mitzvos and averos, then that's what our Mishnah here says, mativon lo, then we're going to have olam hazeh and olam haba. That's the difference. So again, our Mishnah is talking about a case where I have more mitzvos in quantity. That's when there's a lot of shchar. The Mishnah pay about elu dvar mitzvah, when they're equal, so then these qualitative mitzvahs of kibra ve'em and so on will tip the scale, even though they're equal in quantity. In quality, they're not equal. Now, the Gemara says, Urminhu, they ask a question, called Shizuchu Yosav Murbin Mevonosav, anyone who has more mitzvahs than Avonos, Marin lo, he gets bad for having more mitzvahs. He gets bad in this world. He gets punished in this world in order that he becomes with a clean slate to Olam Hazeh. This way he has a pure schar in Olam Hazeh rather than Olam Haba. Therefore, he gets all of his punishments, remove all the averos in this world. Vidome, Kemisha Sarf Kolator Kula Velo Shar Mimenu Afilo Osachat. It's as if the entire Torah is burnt and there are not any letters left over. That's how bad a punishment he's going to get in this world. And V'chol Shavonosav Merubin Mizichuyosav. Anybody who's averus and more than his mitzvos, he's going to have mativin lo. He's going to have a very nice olam hazeh in order to clean himself from all mitzvos and have pure gehenim in olam haba. V'domo kimishu mekayim kol shekol Torah kula. It's as if he was fulfilling the entire Torah in this world. That's how much schar he gets in this world. V'lo chisar osachas, not missing even one letter mimena. So it doesn't make any sense. This price tells us that more mitzvos is actually going to get bad in this world. And we said above, the Mishnah says, if you have more mitzvahs, you're going to actually mativin lo, you're going to have good in this world. So you're going to get reward in this world, or you're going to get punished in this world for having more mitzvahs. So the Gemara says, Amar Abai says, Masnisin davdin le yom tov v'yom beish. No. When the Mishnah says mativin lo, what it means is, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, is there Rashi? Right, exactly, okay. Rashi says, Masnisin. Around 20 lines down in Rashi. Masnisin de katani mativin marin, our Mishnah which says good and bad, the brisa that was actually brought in, davdin le yom tav yom beish, you make a day of celebration, a day of, mourning maybe. Misha osa mitzvah, yisera, a person who makes it has an extra mitzvah, davi ruba zichuyos, he has more mitzvahs than averos, misakin lo bolm haza yom tov, we give him a day of yom tov. Shinifron mimenu avonosav, where we pay, remove, take away all the punishments. Vizel tikin yomtiv lo olam haba, meaning his yomtiv is going to be a sad day, but it's going to be a happy day because his receiving all the yisurim and all the pains and afflictions is going to have him, give him a greater reward. So that's why, even though it's actually marin lo, even though it's really bad, it's viewed as a yomtiv for him. And vice versa, the person who has avonos, he's going to have good in this world. Marin lo, he's going to have bad. His bad, what it really means, he's receiving schar. So it means really your perspective. So when a tzaddik, a guy who has more mitzvos, he's getting good in this world, even though it's mativ and lo, he's getting something good and positive. That's really the other way around. I'm sorry. Even though it's marin lo, even though he's getting punished in this world, it's tov for him. It's really good for him. And in Russia, who's receiving all this goodness in this world, it looks good, but it's really bad for him, because that means in Olam Haba, he's getting it really bad. So the Mishnah and the Brisa are really saying two sides of the opposite coin, two opposite sides of the same coin, where one's good, one's bad, it's really the same thing happening. He's receiving something, but depends on your perspective, whether that's viewed as good or bad, but it's really the same idea. That's all according to Rava, rather Abaye. Rava Amar, no, Hamani, Rabbi Yaakov. Our Mishnah stands. When a person does mitzvos and has more mitzvos, he's going to mativin lo in Olam Hazeh. He's going to have nochas aretz in Olam Haba. He's going to get all the schar in the world. Rabbi Yaakov is the author of the brisa that we brought in, that a tzaddik, a guy who has more mitzvos, is going to get punished in this world. Who's Rabbi Yaakov? Mani Rabbi Yaakov, he da'amar schar mitzvah b'hai al malekha. He holds that there is no schar of mitzvah in this world. So that's why we're marin lo. We give him all this bad. We have him punished in this world. That's Rabbi Yaakov. That's the author of the Brisa. The son of the Brisa tells us that Rabbi Yaakov Omer ein lecha kol mitzvah sheksuva b'torah shematan schar mitzida. There is no mitzvah that's written in the Torah that the schar that's written next to it she'ein chiyas amesim tuli aba. That the schar that's written is only have to do with chiyas amesim, or what I'll say olam haba. I don't want to get into the difference between olam haba. But the schar that's written in regards to the mitzvah is referring to tchias amesim type of schar, not olam hazeh schar. That's shitas Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yaakov. B'kid ba'av ve'em, it's written k'siv l'man yarichon yamecha v'l'man yitiav l'cha, that you should have long days and long and a good life. B'shulach hakan, it's written k'siv l'man yitiav l'cha v'arachta yamim. So we see from here, so what's he saying here? So Shaharei Shamar Lo Aviv Ala Libira, person, a father says to a son, go to the tower, Vahavili Gozlos, go bring for me the birds, and first of course send away the mother bird. So it's Kibrav Aim along with Shulach HaKan together. Va'ala Libira, and the guy goes up to the beer, the son goes up listening to his father, performing the two only mitzvahs that mentions the great tzchar. V'shalach HaSa'im, he sends away the mother bird, V'nata Tzabarim, he takes away the little birds. U'bechaziras, on his way back, Nafli falls off the ladder, U'mason dies. Heichan Tovas Yamav Shozeh, where exactly is the tzchar for this little boy in this world? V'heichan Arichas Yamim, where is his long life? Shozeh. Ella, so therefore Rabbi Yaakov says, you know what it means? Ella Lamani Tavlacha, Liolam Shekula Tov, the world that's forever good. Lamani Yarichan Yamecha, Liolam Shekula Arach, the day, the world that's always long. So these psukim that mention the schar, says Rabbi Yaakov, is not talking about this world because there is no schar. Schar mitzvah b'hai amaleka. There is no such schar in this world. It's referring to Olam Haba. So he's the one who says above that a person who has more mitzvos, he's going to be mari in lo, he's going to get punished in this world because there is no schar for mitzvah in this world. So the Gemara says further now, v'dilma lav hachi have. Maybe this didn't happen. He just made up this maisa. Who says this, who says that this would ever happen? He created a story. Where it says, no. Rabbi Yaakov maisa hachaza. He actually saw this happen. Rabbi Yaakov saw a father tell a son to go up the ladder, get the shulach hakan, and he did this. Rabbi Yaakov witnessed this happen. He says that it doesn't make any sense. The only way to make sense of this is that there is no schar in this world for mitzvahs. And based on this maisa, he concluded that when it says long years by Kibra Ve'em and Shulach HaKan, that's referring to Olam Haba. Gemara says, what do you mean? Maybe Dilma Mahara Bavera Hava. Maybe the boy was going and thinking about bad thoughts along the way. And Rabbi Yaakov didn't know what the boy was thinking. Maybe that's why he was punished and killed. Says the Gemara, Mach Shava Ra Eina Kadosh Baruch Hu Mitzar for the Maisa. A bad thought does not equal a Maisa. When it comes to a Avera, you need to actually do a Maisa. A Mach Shava is not sufficient to create an Avera. So that couldn't be the issue. So then Gemara says, V'dilma mehar b'avodas chachavim hava. Maybe he was thinking about Avodah Zarah, and a hehur of Avodah Zarah is considered kilu, he did the Maisa. Uksiv, and it's written, the Pasuk says, that appears in Yechezkel, Laman tifos es beis Yisrael belibam, and you're going to grab the klaisa, they're going to be responsible for what's in their lave, their hehur of Avodah Zarah. Fine. So the Gemara says, Iunami hachikamar. This is actually what he said, meaning what? So if there's schar mitzvah in this world, so then he should have been protected from the mitzvah, from him doing the mitzvah of shulach hakan and kibra ve'im, that mitzvah should have protected him from having any hirhur of avodah zarah. The fact that it did not protect him from the hirhur of avodah zarah tells us that there is no schar of a mitzvah in this world. So the Gemara says, "V'ha Amar Rabbi Elazar Shluchei Mitzvah Nizokin." Well, why not? But isn't there a cloud that Rabbi Elazar holds the Gemara Pesachim as well? Then when a person is going on to do a Shliach Mitzvah, he's protected. That's why we always give a dollar or so to someone who's going to Eretz Yisrael, going to fly in an airplane. Since you're considered a Shliach Mitzvah to give tzedakah to the Anim of Yerushalayim, you're protected on the airplane. So he was going to do a mitzvah. Shouldn't he be protected as well? That's a cloud. Nothing to do with Schar Mitzvah Ba'alma. Nothing to do with that at all. It has to do with that Shiluchei Mitzvah is Einan Nizokin. Where is it? No, Hasan Bali Hasan. Shiny. That's talking about when you're going to do the mitzvah, that's when you're protected. This boy was returning from the mitzvah. That's why he was damaged. That's why he was killed. Oh, not good enough. Because Vaha Amar Rabbi Elazar, Shluchei Mitzvah, Einan Nizokin, Lo Bali Hasan, Velo Bachazi Rasam. You're protected both on your way and your return back. You're protected as well. That's why when a person takes Shliach Mitzvah, some people are makbid to save some money to bring to Yerushalayim and then save some money to bring back to America that he's going to be protected on the way home. But he doesn't have to be. Once he's returning back from his initial tzedakah, even though he has no tzedakah to give back to America, he's still considered a b'chazar asam and he's protected from Shluchei Mitzvah Einu Nizokim. So this boy was returning back from the Shlichas Mitzvah. The truth is, I'm not really sure why it's considered Chazir Yasin. He didn't even complete the mitzvah yet. He didn't bring the birds back to his father yet. He's still actually on the Shlichas. I'm not sure why it's called Chazara. Either way, the Gemara says, you're right. He should have been protected both going there, both coming back, but he wasn't. Why not? Sulam Ra'ua Hava. It was a very bad, shaky ladder. The ladder cracked. The Kviya Hezekah. And the damage was very, very, is very, very, it was very irrelevant there. It was very likely to happen. Whenever there's a likelihood of damage taking place, you cannot be somech on a nes. Even in the case of a mitzvah, you can't be somech on a nes. The guy was going on a ladder that was about to break, and it did. How do we know that? You can't rely on a nes b'makom kviya hezeka. The chsiv, it says, Vayomer Shmuel says back to Hashem. Hashem tells Shmuel to go anoint David HaMelech. Shmuel says, Eich Eilech v'shama Shol v'hargeni. How am I able to go to David HaMelech and Shol is going to find out and he's going to kill me? What do you mean? Hashem is telling you to go do this and you're responding back. You're scared. You're a shluchei mitzvah. Not only you're a shluchei mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself tells you to do this. So we see from here, why? Because in the makom of Hezekah, the Kfiyah Hezekah, you can't rely on a nes, even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you to. So Amar Rav Yosef, says, El Malei Darsha Acher, referring to Elisha ben Avuya, we heard from the Drush on Shabbos, he went to Pardes and went crazy, so he became Acher, he heard about Acher, there's no opportunity for tshuva, so Acher, he became Acher. Had Acher heard this Drusha, Lahaikra, Krebi Yaakov Barta, Lochata. Had he heard the Drusha, Rabbi Yaakov, that there is no schar in this world, he would never became Acher. He never would have went to the Tarbas Zerah that he went to. So again, Lochat Chatav Acher. Mai, what did he see that needed explanation that made him to go off the derech? Ikadami, some say Ki Agav Nechaza. He was there standing next to Rabbi Yaakov when he saw this episode with the young boy listening to his father doing the mitzvah Shulach Hakan and fall and die. So he saw this world doesn't make any sense to me. How could that be true? There are two mitzvahs in the Torah that's promised Arichas Yamim, and this poor boy was doing that and didn't get it. So had he stayed a little bit longer and heard Rabbi Yaakov's explanation to Joshua, he never would have went off the derech. That's first pshat. Ikudami, others say, the chutzpitz ha-maturgamam, that was an individual, his name was chutzpitz, he was a maturgamam. Chazad to have a garilei davar acher. That there was a davar acher, we refer to a pig, the chazir is a davar acher. He was dragging the tongue of this chutzpah, of this maturgamon. Amar, so he saw this terrible sight. Amar, pesh hipik margolius yilachech afar nafik afar. This lip mouth, this tongue that was so involved in kedusha and pearls of wisdom as he would be maturgamon, explain the drushes of anyone who is darshaning, is being now cleaned up with dirt by pigs. Nafak v'chati, he couldn't handle this. He left and went off the derech and started doing averus. Okay, Gemara says, Rami Rav Tuva bar Rav Kisna le Rava. He asked the following question to Rava. Tanan, the Mishnah tells us, our Mishnah on the top here, Kol ha'osa mitzvah achas mativan lo, asa in lo asa lo. So only who does the mitzvah does he get the schar, but if he doesn't do the mitzvah, then he doesn't get schar. Okay, that makes sense. A person gets schar for the mitzvahs that you do. Urminhi, the Brisa asks, he asks from the Brisa, Yashiv, I think it's a Mishnah Makos. Yashiv v'lo avar aveira v'noshin lo schar kosei mitzvah. A guy who's sitting there and not doing averos, he gets a schar mitzvah, even though he's not actually doing anything. So the our Mishnah implies by only an asiya, you get a schar, but by sitting doing nothing, you get nothing. But the Mishnah Makos, again, I think it's Makos, says, a person who sits and does nothing, you actually do get schar of a osa mitzvah. By you not doing an avera, that's also considered schar. So there's a stira. If you're sitting around being neutral, is that schar mitzvah or not? So Amrle Hasam Kigon Shabadavar Avera Liadov Venitzal Heimadam. No. What it means is when a person is Yashav and he doesn't do an Avera, it's where he was presented with an opportunity. He's presented to do a possible Avera. And he was protected from that Avera. So since he was Shev Yaltaser, I mean a Davar Avera, it's Kilu he did a Maisa Mitzvah. But if a guy is sitting around doing nothing, sitting in the corner doing nothing, sitting in the room doing nothing, that's nothing. That's not a mitzvah, it's not a Avera, it's nothing. Only when an Avera comes to your way and you don't do it, that's when you get schar k'ose mitzvah. Kiyad Rabbi Chanina, like this case of Rabbi Chanina, bar papi, tavasa hayi matronusa, a certain non-Jewish woman was being taveh and wanted to be with him. Amar Milsa, umali, Amar Milsa, he said something, he said some words, he wanted to protect himself, umali nafshe shichna v'chiva, he was filled with boils, in order to say that she should run away from him, that's how he wanted to protect himself. And of the Himilsa, so she did some type of witchcraft. Vitsa, and he became healed, and now he looked regular. She was attracted to him again. Arak, he ran. Tashabahi Bebana, he ran to a certain bathhouse. The Chihava Island betrayed Afil Biyamama have a Mizaske. When two people were coming to this bathhouse, it would be very dangerous. There was full of mazikin, of shadim, of dangerous things. He went there to be damaged, to avoid himself from being from this woman. Lamacha the next day, Amri Rabbanan Man Nitracha. Who protected you? Who protected you from being destroyed from all the mazikin in this bathhouse? So Amr Lay, so he says back, Shnei Nose Kesar Shemuni Kolalaila. There were two agents from the king that from the Kesar who was protecting me all night from the mazikin. Okay, I'm not sure exactly what was going on there exactly there, but it seems like there are two malachim they say here. Two angels were protecting him. Amr Lay, so there was a big nase that he was protected from all the nezik that could have happened to him. Amr Lay, so they said to him, Shema Davar Vera, Davar Erva, Bal Yadcha Vinitalta Himanu. Maybe there's a davar erva that came your way, and you're protected from this, and that's why this nice happened. Because the Tanina, the Mishnah tells us, "Kol abba davar erva liado v'nitel himanu olson lanes." A person who had could have violated a terrible avera of erva and was protected from it, something of nace happens to him. Perhaps that's what happened. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day.